This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Designed to promote and celebrate the art of classical piano music, the Cincinnati World Piano Competition is held annually at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music and attracts applicants from across the globe. Later in the show, a look at the documentary Euler, which tells the story of a Cincinnati public school fighting to break the cycle of poverty in its neighborhood. Starting us off this afternoon, some big changes are in store for Frisch's. The iconic Cincinnati restaurant company has been sold to a private equity firm, and here to tell us more about it is WCPO digital reporter Dan Monk. Dan, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Mark.
Tell us, who has Frisch's been sold to and for how much?
It's an Atlanta buyer, and the price tag is $34 per share, which is $175 million. The buyer is a company called NRD Partners, which is an affiliate of a private equity firm called NRD Capital. The founder of that firm is a guy by the name of Aziz Hashim, who kind of built his career on franchise restaurant operations. He owned a bunch of Popeyes, Checkers, and Rally's restaurants, among other things. And then last year sold off some of his holdings to launch this private equity fund so that he can invest in other kinds of deals beyond restaurants. But he said in the press release that he likes, the Frisch's restaurants as one of the more classic and adored family restaurants in the company, in the country, rather. And, basically said he's excited to have an opportunity to acquire and implement a franchise growth strategy with this brand.
So Frisch's becomes privately held now, and you were talking about $34 a share. I was going to ask you, what's this mean for shareholders? They're going to be bought out at this point?
That's correct. It's they'll get cash for their shares in the amount of $34, which is a 21% premium over the closing price yesterday.
Dan, there is so much history surrounding Frisch's. It's rather hard to believe it's been sold. This company goes back to what, 1930s, is that right?
That's right, yeah. And it's been in the same family, essentially, for that whole period of time. They went public in the 1960s, I believe it was. And but the Meyer family has pretty much been in control over the years. And at one point, they owned more than a third of the shares of the company. And now I think Craig Meyer owns about 10%, Karen Meyer another 6%. And so obviously they're big winners here with the sale. They're going to cash out in a nice way. It's the family ownership that I think Cincinnatians might miss when Frisch's enters its new phase. They have an out-of-town owner that is not as, devoted to the civic, attention that the Meyer family has shown over the last few decades.
Do you think the new owner, do you think they have any appreciation of the legacy of Frisch's?
I think they do. I think that's one reason, they bought it. And they're a different company, and I kind of doubt that they'll run it the same way the Frisch's family the Meyer family did. If you think about all of their civic involvement, they're a presenting sponsor of the Nutcracker at the ballet, big donors at the art museum. Craig Meyer himself serves on lots of important boards in town, the Playhouse, the Cincinnati Zoo, the Dan Beard Council of the Boy Scouts of America. So the Meyer family's civic involvement is pretty deep here. I don't know that that's going to, end because the family will not be involved in the ownership of the company, but it's kind of a passing passing of the guard, I guess.
Is the Meyer family going to keep any kind of involvement in the company?
I haven't been able to talk to Craig Meyer yet. I'm supposed to this afternoon. So, he has said in the press release that he's going to retire. Both he and Karen, his sister Karen, who's a marketing manager for the company, but they're both going to remain franchisees, so they'll own and operate restaurants, but not be involved in the day-to-day, management of the company.
Now, any idea when the transition to the new ownership is going to be complete?
They're talking about September as their target for closing it.
Dan, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
You bet.
WCPO's Dan Monk, and you can read his article about the sale of Frisch's at WCPO.com.